Great to be joined by Beth Forbes, and Beth is the mother of some very accomplished area athletes. So you may recognize the name Holly Forbes, All-American basketball player at Mineral Area College, and Drew Forbes playing with SEMO football and just finished his final year there. But Beth has another tremendous athlete in the family as well, and that is Brett Forbes, a 13-year-old. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever seen Brett or met him, so first thing I notice is his arms. This guy is a strong, strong guy. But we're going to talk a little bit about the Disabled Athlete Sports Association. And what Brett plays is basketball. He's 13 years old, a seventh grader at North County. And Beth, you guys have a special game coming up this week. In fact, it's on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about this event. And I know that you've done it for a few years now.
Well, the Junior Rolling Rams basketball players bring extra wheelchairs, and we put able-bodied student athletes and North County staff, and they play the Rolling Rams.
And tell us a little bit how the night goes then. Are there some things happening before or during or after in addition to the basketball game?
Well, this year we're having, of course, a concession stand, a 50-50 drawing. It's $3 for adults, $1 for students. All the proceeds go to the Junior Rolling Rams for travel expenses.
And how many games do the Junior Rolling Rams play then, or where do you travel with them?
Oh, we travel all over. We travel to Whitewater, Wisconsin. We travel to Rockford, Illinois. We travel to Chicago. We travel to Kentucky. And that's why we do these fundraisers, because the travel it gets very expensive.
Oh, I'm sure it
and
does.
And this helps pay for hotel rooms for the families.
How many years has Brett played in with the Rolling Rams?
Well, he started practicing with them whenever he was in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, for a long time. And how did the Rolling Rams do when they go out and play?
It depends on the year. Right now we're in a growing season. We have won several games in the different tournaments we've went to. We're a young team. Our oldest players are sophomores, and we're playing kids that are juniors and seniors in high school. And Brett is actually playing up on the high school team. We felt like that challenged his and pushed his skill level a little better, and he helps the team.
And even though he's a seventh grader, yeah, that's pretty neat. Now, do they build toward, is there a regional or a national tournament or anything like that, or do they just have several events throughout the year? How does it work?
They have to be ranked at least 32nd in the nation to be able to attend the national tournament. And as of right now, we don't know if we've qualified. We're hoping to qualify to go to nationals.
Okay, and when are nationals?
Oh, the end of March.
Okay, so you'll know pretty soon then, won't you?
This year.
Yeah. Have they been to nationals before?
Oh, yes. Last year, or the year before, I don't remember, they run together. They were ranked when they were ranked like 7th in the nation, but that was when they were younger. Mm-hmm. The younger team was ranked that, but we have been the national several years.
Okay, and the event Thursday night, the Rolling Rams will compete against other players who usually do not play in wheelchairs, but will for this event. And I'm told that the Rolling Rams record in this series is pretty good.
Yes, it is. They've beat the North County student athletes and teachers every time.
and this is pretty serious too. Like, I mean, you think, you know, maybe it's an exhibition or whatever, but they take it really seriously.
Yes, they do. It's very competitive. People don't realize how competitive wheelchair sports are. And it's eye-opening for the able-bodied people to see how hard it is for our athletes that are in wheelchairs. They work to beat them.
And the Rolling Rams, are the Rolling Rams part then of the Disabled Athlete Sports Association?
Yes, they are.
And there are actually other sports that people can participate into other than basketball too, right?
Yes, there are. And if you're interested, they have a website you can go to. It's dasasports.org. And they are opening up a new gym. It's an adaptive gym. It's at Mid Rivers Mall.
Okay. Is this particular, the Rolling Rams, and this organization, is it based out of St. Louis?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, what are the ages of the students that participate with the Rolling Rams?
Well, we have a prep team, and then we have a JV team, which is the high school team. The prep team, it is kindergarten through 13 years of age, and then from 13 or 14 on, you're on the JV team.
I gotcha. And are there some other area athletes, too, that participate with Brett, or is Brett the only one from the area?
Brett's the only one, but if there are any kids out there that are in wheelchairs that would be interested, they would welcome them with open arms.
Okay, so the Rolling Rams going up against some student athletes from North County High School. This is Thursday night. It's at North County's gym. And tell us the time once again, Beth.
It starts at 6:30. The gym will open at 6.
Okay, very good. And you're going to have some other fundraisers as well. And I'm sure that you'll take any type of donations that people would like to make.
Yes, we would appreciate that.
All right, very good. Thanks for your time, and have fun at the event.
Thank you very much.
Beth Forbes, mother of Brett. He's with the Rolling Rams, 13-year-old seventh grader at North County, but he's playing up with the high school players, and your chance to get out and see them compete and help a very good cause.